Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're learning parak Aleph Mishnah Dalid and parak Aleph Mishnah Hey. In the previous Mishnah, parak Aleph Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah taught us the halacha that on Shabbos a person's not allowed to remove lice from his clothing, or he's not allowed to read by the light of an oil lamp, because the concern is that perhaps a person is going to tilt the fire and stoke the coals of the fire to make the fire burn a little bit more, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. We're going to continue in discussing exactly how and where that halacha was established here in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dal. It says the Mishnah, Ve'elu min ha'alacho sha'amru ba'aliyas Chanan ibn Chizkiya ibn Gurion kisha'alu levakro. And these are two of the halachos that the Chachamim said in the upper room, in the attic of the house of Chanan ibn Chizkiya ibn Gurion, when they went up to visit him. During the time of Chanan ibn Chizkiya ibn Gurion, the Chachamim were nervous about the book of Yechezkel that really had some statements that were a little bit contradictory to the Torah. So they were getting ready to perhaps hide it, to perhaps censor it, to not really allow Yechezkel to go out and let people learn it. So therefore, one of the greatest chacham and one of the greatest rabbis of the generation, Chananya decided, you know what, I'm going to seclude myself in my attic and I'm going to write a commentary on Yechezkel that would help resolve the contradictions and help us understand exactly what's going on in this book, in this sefer. So often the chachamim would come and they would visit him there and they would spend time with him as he was writing his commentary on Yechezkel. And our Mishnah here is specifically referring to a situation and a time when all of the greatest students of Shammai and Hillel, known as Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, were coming to visit Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Gurion. So the one time, says the Mishnah, this halach of stoking the coals, of not allowing you to read by the light of an oil lamp and so on, not look for lice in your clothing and so on, near the light of an oil lamp, that halacha was established in the attic of Chananya ben Chizkiya when they were visiting him, when he was writing his commentary on Yechezkel. Says the Mishnah, Nimnu virabu Beis Shammai al Beis Hillel. They were all counted, and the members of Beis Shammai outnumbered the members of Beis Hillel. There were more members of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and they disagreed regarding this halacha. Ushmon eser dvarim gazru bo bayom, and as a result of this, they made 18 decrees, 18 different gezeros, about 18 different issues on that particular day, including the two mentioned in the previous Mishnah. We have a concept of Acharei Rabim Lahatos, Pazuk in Parashas Mishpatim, which means following the majority, as the Bartonur points out, and that's what happened. There were more members of Beis Shammai than Beis Hillel. Normally, we paskin like Beis Hillel, but in this case, there are more members of Beis Shammai, and therefore, we paskin like Beis Shammai in this case, to prohibit a person from reading by the light of a fire, by the light of an oil lamp, or by looking closely at something, by the light of an oil lamp, on Shabbos. Continuing now in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Now, when it comes to Shabbos, not only is a person forbidden to work on Shabbos itself, but he's also not allowed to allow his animals to work. Shvisas behemtecha, you have to allow your animals to rest as well. You can't have them work on Shabbos as well. Now, as we're going to see in the next few Mishnayos, Beis Shammai takes this even a step further. Beis Shammai is of the opinion that the Torah forbids not only a person from allowing his animal to work, which everyone agrees to, but there's also something called Shvisas kelim, that according to Beis Shammai, your vessels, your utensils, the objects, the vessels that you have are also not allowed to do work for you on Shabbos. So for example, as we'll see, according to Beis Shammai, you can't use air conditioning on Shabbos because that's a vessel, that's a utensil you have in your home, and that utensil is doing work for you on Shabbos. Again, we don't paskin like this, we don't hold of Shvisas Kelim, but that's the opinion of Beis Shammai in general. You can't have lights on because the lights are they're doing some sort of a malacha for you on Shabbos, and therefore that would be a prohibition because you're not allowing your vessels to rest on Shabbos as well. Again, we paskin like Beis Hillel. We don't hold of Shvisas Kelim, but the next two Mishnahs are going to discuss this machlokas. Says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai say, Ein Shorin Dio. A person may not soak the ingredients of ink. A lot of times they would, in order to, they would either put various inks or various dyes in water to create some sort of a mask, whatever their purpose was. A lot of times they would do this. It's similar, really, to the malacha of kneading, that when you put flour and water together, so you create dough. Here too, there was some sort of a mass, some sort of a creation that they were creating, and and there's a tolda, like we learned previously, the av malacha would be lush, which means kneading. The tolda would be this malacha of putting these dyes and the inks together with water on Shabbos, which you certainly can't do. But says our Mishnah, that a person cannot do this before Shabbos. You can't soak the ingredients of ink, or dyes, v'samimanim, or dyes, v'charshinim, or vetch. Vetch is like this type of a bean that was soaked in water and then used as animal food. After vetch was soaked for a while, it would dissolve and make the water thick and cloudy and so on, just forming also this single type of a mass. So says Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to soak the ingredients of ink, the ingredients of dye, or the ingredients or vetch itself in a bowl of water, because again, you would be creating some sort of a mass, which you can't do on Shabbos. Ella kedei sheyishorim be'od yom, unless there is enough time for them to become fully soaked and fully complete while it is still daytime on Friday. That according to Beis Shammai, these activities are also prohibited because the bowl of water is going to be doing a malacha on Shabbos. It's going to be essentially kneading this and making this happen on Shabbos. And says Beis Shammai, you certainly can't do it on Shabbos, but you certainly can't do it before Shabbos as well, unless it's going to be complete before Shabbos. Because if it continues on Shabbos itself, then it's like then your utensils are not resting. And according to Beis Shammai, there's Shvisas Kalim. You have to allow your utensils to rest. You have to allow your vessels to work for you as well, according to Beis Shammai. But again, Beis Hillel matirin. But Beis Hillel permits a person to begin soaking these items before Shabbos, even if there is not enough time left for the soaking to be completed before Shabbos begins. And again, that is because Beis Hillel is of the opinion that there's no idea of Shvisas Kalim. We don't need to allow our Kalim to rest. It's okay as long as you start it before Shabbos. You can allow it to continue on Shabbos itself. Quick review. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet Toras. The previous halacha that we learned about not reading or checking for lice in clothing by the light of a fire or some sort of an oil lamp on Shabbos is prohibited was one of the 18 halachas that was learned in the attic of Hananiah ben Chizkiah ben Gurion when they went to visit him when he was writing his commentary on Chizkiyahu. And this was one of the 18 things that were established that day, as is described in the Gemara. And now we're continuing with Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey, which began the discussion of Shvisas Kalim, the Machlokas, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Do you need to allow your Kalim, your utensils, your vessels to rest on Shabbos or not? According to Beis Shammai, you absolutely do, and therefore you can't soak your dyes or your inks or your vetch and so on in water unless it's going to be able to become complete before it is Shabbos. And according to Beis Hillel, no, you're perfectly allowed to do that because there's no idea of Shvisas Kalim. You don't need to allow your utensils to rest on Friday. Have a great day.